Kelly, can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Yes, it's nmursprung, URSPRUNG, at Gmail.
All right, give me just a moment. And can I get you to verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
Nancy Ursprung, 332 Ridgewood Drive, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I do see that you're a premium annual member. How can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to cancel my membership that's due to renew in March.
Okay. I'd be happy
my
to assist
you. My auto renewal. Okay.
Is there a reason why you don't want to maintain your membership?
Well, I really haven't used it that much since Craftsy doesn't offer any more fabrics or anything. You know, it's just classes now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen so many classes, and I own quite a few of the classes, and I just don't feel I'm going to utilize it as the platform is now.
I do apologize. We didn't transfer the shops and products when we did the acquisition, so it is something we're looking at for the future. It's just not something that's available right now,
well,
so I do understand.
You know, I'll probably stay on the mailing list and just kind of keep my eye out, you know, if something crops up or if it looks like it will be worth my investment, because I think I was paying quite a bit for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Over $100. Yeah.
Yes,
so, yeah. If I was using it all the time, that would be one thing. But I'm just not.
Yeah, I do understand. Now, we do have a discounted membership offer for $29.99 for a whole year. It is significantly less than what you had paid when it was the blueprint. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Well, tell me about it.
So you get all of the access to the streaming content that we have on the website, just like you do with the current membership you've got. It's just at a discounted membership price. Our regular membership is already cheaper than Blueprint's price at $79.99. And then we just have this discount offer available for $29.99 for a year. And I feel like it's, you know, it saves you like $90 right off the bat just from the membership difference from last year. But it gives you the same streaming access to just about everything on the Craftsy website, and you'd be able to still watch your content. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we just released an app for Roku and Fire TVs so that
I
you
saw
can.
That.
Yeah. And I think that's such a great option because you're able to really, you know, some things you just need to see a little bit closer up, and having it on a much larger screen allows you to definitely do that. So,
I know it is. It's a good option if my husband went working from home in my living room. Hello. But anyway, you know how that goes right now. But I do watch them on my iPad, and it's a pretty good format, you know. But when I saw that, I said, oh, that would be good. But, you know, we just have the one television in our living room. So, anyway, I actually would be interested in that.
Okay. So what I can do is
pretty reasonable, and I can look at it the next, you know, year and see how much I've used it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do have if you decide, you know, you wouldn't be eligible to sign up until your membership expires. So your membership is set to, I can turn the automatic renewal off and it'll expire on the 21st. So on the 22nd of March, you'd be eligible to sign up for that discount offer. And what I can do, if you're interested, is email that to you. And then, you know, you do have, if you decide after you purchase it that, you know, you're just not interested, if it's within 30 days, we can always refund you. If it's outside of the 30 days and you just decide, you know, I'm just not using it like I thought I would, we can always give you a prorated refund for the remainder of it. But I feel like for the $29.99, you'd still be able to have all the access to everything. And it does, you know.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, because that's a lot more affordable. So, so I could just see this membership off, take my auto renew off, and then I'll look at it then. And that offer would be available to me for some time if I forget about it or don't do it right away.
Absolutely. So I did put a note on here that I was going to send you the $29.99 offer. So if for whatever reason you logged in and you weren't able to use the link that I can send you, you'd be able to give us a call and we would
okay.
be able to get you taken care of.
Okay, that sounds good. And I'll just, you know, I'll kind of stick it into my, I'll flag it or something and keep it, you know, so that I
yeah.
have access to it. All right, well, that sounds like a good plan.
Is the email address on file a good one to send this
yes.
Discount offer to? Okay.
Yes.
So it's going to be titled Craftsy Cancellation. It's going to have a little 4-digit number on the end. That's the one that lets them know that I sent it to you.
Okay.
So it'll let you know that I've canceled your membership, and you'll continue to have access until March 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Sorry, just 1 second. I'm typing this out as we go along.
Okay, that's fine.
Right, so you'll continue to have access until March 21st. After that, you'd be eligible to sign up for that discount offer. So starting on the 22nd of March is when that discount offer, you'd be able to sign up. And if you sign
okay.
up as a returning member, it would link any, if you have any previously purchased classes or patterns, it would link the accounts if you sign up as a returning member. So you don't have to worry about, you know, having two separate accounts. If you have any purchase classes, they'll all be together with your membership.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of purchase classes.
Yeah. So as long as you're signed
in. And as far as I know, I can still access that, all those,
absolutely.
Even without my membership. Okay.
Yep.
And the other thing is, just a little aside, I noticed that the app doesn't work with this. Is that right?
Correct. So when we
yeah.
reformatted the website to be more user-friendly, we did not do the app. We just
yeah,
did the web
the
browser.
App. Yeah. I actually find the platform less user-friendly just than the old platform. When I sign in, it doesn't let me save classes that I want to view. I have to bookmark them all and keep them in Safari unless I'm doing something wrong. But I haven't found any way when I see a class and I think, oh, I'd like to see that later, I don't see any way to bookmark it or to save it. So that I find difficult.
That is something that we're working to add. So we're hoping pretty soon there should be an option available for you to have a playlist option on your account
yeah.
dashboard, and you'd be able to add those. It is something we're working towards.
Okay.
So just watch out for that in the future. But it is something we are trying to get added.
I think that would be a big improvement because, you know, it's hard to find the classes or to remember what, you know, what was that class called, because there's a gazillion of them.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, wait, I wanted to see that, but I can't remember the name of it. And the other thing is, if I'm on, like if I get an email and I click on the email and it brings up, you know, the potential for a class, I'm like, oh, that looks good, but I have to log in. Then it takes me away from that and I can't get back to that. It doesn't take me back to where I was. It just takes
okay.
me to log in. And then, you know, when I'm logged in on the home page and then I can't get back to the screen where I saw a class that I wanted to take.
Okay.
So that's a kind of another little glitchy thing.
Well,
that
I can
I've
definitely
noticed.
Submit a feedback for that. That
yeah.
That when you have to sign in from a link that you'd rather it take you straight to where you were going. Does that sound right?
Or wait, where I was.
Okay.
You know, once I sign in, it should take me back to where I was. So that I could say, okay, now I'm signed in and I could save this class or watch this class, but it takes me away from it. And I don't know if
okay.
I could be user error. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. But that would be, you know, I would like to go back to where I was once I've signed in, because I usually sign in because I see something I want to do that's right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can definitely submit feedback for you that if it pops
okay.
up the pops up the login screen that it takes you to, that it, once you log in, it takes you to where you were trying to go.
Yeah.
So you don't have to try to find it again.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you for helping.
Yeah, not a problem. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that was great. Thank you. You have a good day.
You as well, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.